This is Audible.
Audible Originals presents Snow Day, written by Julie Lipson, performed by a full cast.
Excuse me, sir, do you have a quiet car? Una zona silencioso? Una quiet area?
Prego, signorina. Ticket and passport, please.
Right. Here you go. Amy Montgomery, I'm in car 7, but if there's anywhere just a little quieter.
Right this way. Da questa parte.
Oh, okay. I'll follow you then. Oh.
La zona tranquilla, signorina.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Grazie. Thank you. Oh, and before you go, how much longer until we arrive in Paris, do you think? Quanto ancora... Right. Got it. Oh, yes. So much better.
I think it's about 7 more hours.
Oh!
I'm sorry, did I?
Oh, you startled me.
I didn't mean to scare you.
That's okay. I didn't notice you. You were so quiet.
It is the quiet car, yes? Or should I say, the quiet car?
Yes, thank God. I couldn't even hear myself think out there. But I guess that's what I get for traveling on Christmas Eve.
Well, now you've found the very best car on the train. Big windows. The snow has lightened up a little, and you can even see the sunset on the mountain.
Ah, beautiful. It's funny, I always think of Italy as sun-baked beaches and crowded cities.
Not this far north. We must be somewhere in the Apennine Range, the longest mountain range in Italy. How about you sit on the window north there, and I sit on this south window. You look up the mountain, I look down, and in a few hours we can trade vistas.
Sure, yeah. But first I think I want to catch up on some reading.
Ah, of course. Good book. Nothing better on a train. Enjoy.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. And I'm Amy.
Merry Christmas, Amy. I'm Martijn.
Martijn.
Dutch name. I'm Finnish. My mother is Dutch. Anyway, Amy. Very easy.
The easiest.
Merry Christmas.
Oh. Martijn? Martijn?
Hmm?
Would you mind turning down your music? I can hear it through your earbuds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. Here I was talking about the quiet car, and now I pollute the quiet.
Martijn.
What?
You're also talking kind of loud.
Oh, sorry. Shh, right, shh.
Thank you.
Very sorry.
It's okay.
Would you like to have a listen?
Excuse me?
It's just, I'm sure, 15th century Florentine palaces is incredibly fascinating. Actually, it does sound fascinating, but that snowscape out the window, when you listen to this music and look at that mountain, I promise it's like the mountain is singing straight to you. Yes, that sounds insane.
I don't know. I kind of like the silence. It's peaceful.
Of course, of course. Enjoy the palaces.
I will. Okay. It is kind of an astonishing view.
Isn't it?
I'm from Coral Gables, Florida, so I never grew up with snow as a kid. The one time I saw it, there were all these snow geese in the sky. I actually thought snowflakes were just flurries of geese feathers.
Isn't that funny? In Finland, it hardly ever doesn't snow.
This morning, in Florence, I was at the Uffizi Gallery, and there was this altarpiece, Madonna of the Snow. She was surrounded by cherubs holding snowballs. Isn't that great? One was throwing, the other hiding behind her.
Angels in a snowball fight. Yes, the whole Uffizi Museum is beautiful.
Those vaulted ceilings? Ah, I didn't want to leave.
Why did you?
I promised someone I'd meet them in Paris for Christmas.
Tough life, Amy.
Not so bad. What were you doing in Florence?
Oh, you know, getting into trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Well, I was teaching for the semester, languages, but then our last night, Friday, I was with the other teachers. We had a few to drink. My friend convinces me to go into the fountain, Fontana del Nettuno, you know it?
Fountain of Neptune in the main plaza.
Right. Anyway, suddenly, polizia everywhere. My God, so stupid. I thought I would lose my teaching license.
Oh, no.
We get put into the Italian jail.
What?
But you know, the guard was a really nice guy. We stayed up, ate spaghetti. I taught him swear words in all the proto-Germanic languages, and he let us out in the morning.
That's great.
Italy is fun. I love it. I'm sorry again about interrupting your reading.
It's okay. You're right. We only have an hour or two of sunlight left to see the mountain. Why are we stopping?
I don't know.
I thought we weren't supposed to stop until Milan, and then not again until Paris.
Signori e signore, scusate l'interruzione. A causa della forte nevicata nella regione, i binari del treno nel nord di Parma...
What? What is he saying?
He's saying there's been a snowstorm in Parma.
Per la sicurezza di tutti, i servizi termineranno nella stazione più vicina.
Did he just say services are terminating?
Nella città di zona Monte de Arco, Candelera.
He said the tracks are closed north of us due to snow. Services will be terminating at the nearest station.
Wait, tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, pardon the interruption. Due to unusually heavy snow in the region, the train tracks in northern Parma have been closed. For everyone's safety, services will be terminating in the closest station, in the town of Monte de Arco, zona de Monti Candelera.
What?
Scheduled services to Milan and on to Paris will resume tomorrow 8 a.m. if, God willing, the tracks can be cleared. We will be arriving in Monte de Arco shortly and arranging for places to sleep in the station for our overnight.
Martin, are we going backwards?
Very sorry for the inconvenience. Officials will be standing by to answer questions.
I guess we're going back to the station where we terminate.
Oh, I can't believe this.
I think I saw the little town out the window. Medieval, sort of. Built into the mountain. Amy, where are you going?
We are going to be the first ones off this train. That station is going to be slammed. Are these your things? You're coming with me, Martin. Let's do this. I need your language skills. I'm sorry, is there a possibility of one leaving tonight?
Allora, I will say that again. 12 noon tomorrow. That's what we aim for. If not, 9:30.
Wait, you said there was an 8 a.m. when we were on the train. Could you ask him about the 8 a.m.?
Signore, per favore, ci sono le 8 di mattina.
It is depending on the side crews who clear the tracks. It is Christmas, my friends. We cannot force people to work.
We bought tickets. That should guarantee us passage to our destination.
I cannot control the weather, signorina. Puoi controllare il tempo?
What did he just say?
He's asking if you can control the weather.
What?
You know, I think I'm going to look for a bus schedule. Maybe a bus can take us to the next station past the closed tracks.
So we can take a train from there. That is such a good idea.
It's only 17:15, 5:15. We could still make it tonight.
Okay, great. You track down a schedule. Do you mind if I make a phone call? Is there service?
I think by that pillar. See all the people on their phones?
Okay, don't leave without me. I'll be right back.
We'll figure this out, Amy.
Thank you, Martin. I'll just be right over there.
What can I help you with?
Call Scott Sell.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Call Scott Sell.
Calling Scott Cartan. Sell.
Oh, come on, pick up, pick up.
Babe? Babe? Hi.
Hey.
Hey, you on the train? How's it going?
Well, unfortunately, it's not going. Scott, we're delayed.
Wait, what? Amy, I can't hear you that well. It's kind of loud.
Oh, sorry. Here, I'll go. Scott, we're delayed. The train tracks are snowed in.
Wait, are you serious? So, where are you?
We're in northern Italy in some little Italian town.
Okay, do you have an ETA? I mean, are they going to clear the tracks? Because our reservation is all set for the earlier mass. Aim, you should have seen my mom's face when I told her you were going to make it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she is really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah, I think she knows what it means, you know, for us.
Scott, I hope I can make it tonight, but they're saying the next train might not be till tomorrow.
You've got to be kidding me.
Apparently, it's Christmas, so the crews who normally clear the tracks aren't on site.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me get the iPad. Oh, Amy.
What?
I mean, I did tell you, right?
What?
That you were maybe cutting this kind of close?
Scott, you can't blame this on me.
But I told you, trains are a waste of time. Flying is always the better option.
But I like trains. They're very European.
You know we made a promise to my mother.
Okay, well, I did leave Florence to come there.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that you have to come to Paris for Christmas.
Hey, stop it. I'm going to try to be there as soon as I can. My friend is actually looking for a bus right now to go around the closed tracks to the next station. Wait, where is he?
Where is who?
Shoot! Where did he go? Okay, I have to go.
Hold on, Amy, hold on.
I'll call you as soon as I know anything. Enjoy the buffet. Give your mother a kiss.
Wait, Amy, wait.
I'll call you back. Shoot! Where is he? Excuse me. Scusi. Martijn!
Amy.
Oh, there you are. Wait, who is this? Whose baby is this?
This is Christina, Dolores' baby.
Who?
Her brother, Richard, is that little one over there by the window.
What? How do you know them? I was gone 5 minutes.
Their mom was also looking at the bus schedule. They're trying to meet some family in Milan for Christmas. Oh, there's Dolores.
Thank you for holding her. Oh, my goodness, I had to pee. What a perfect Christmas Eve nightmare, right?
Dolores, this is Amy.
Hello. You have a very nice husband. I love...
Oh, Martijn is not my husband.
Boyfriend, beau, whatever.
He's not.
Richard! Richard James Wilkinson, get back here right now. I told you not to leave this nice man's side.
Mummy, the train was leaving. I had to say goodbye.
It was leaving?
He loves trains. He can't keep his eyes off the bloody trains.
Will there be trains in Milan?
I don't know if we can get to Milan. We have to find the bus.
Were you able to find a schedule?
Wouldn't that be a godsend?
The agent gave me this. It looks like we just missed a bus at 17:30. But I think it said, yes, there's another scheduled for 18:30 from the town center, if they're running tonight.
18:30? That's 6:30? It's almost 6 now.
We better get a move on then. Richard, do you need to use the loo before we leave?
You mean walk to town? There's no bus stop at the train station?
The agent said the bus makes one stop in the town square.
Richard, Mummy is counting to 3.
How do you make friends so quickly?
I told you, we were both asking after the bus. Amy, that's what happens when you're all stuck in the same ship.
Right, okay.
Dolores, can you wrap the baby in a coat? And Amy, Ms. Coral Gables, Florida, do you have more clothes in that little backpack?
I'll take out my jacket.
And maybe another pair of pants. If Christmas Eve in Monte di Arco is anything like Christmas Eve in the suburbs of Helsinki, you're going to have to layer like a Finn.
Layer like a Finn?
That's right. When my mother used to bundle us up for Christmas Eve Mass, she'd say, "So many clothes, Santa might mistake you for a cabbage."
Okay, cabbage it is. I'm on it.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Well, the snow has stopped.
Good sign, isn't it?
Let's see, it's 6:14 now. You said the bus was at 6:30?
18:30, yes.
Wow, sun just down and it's already this chilly.
We must be at least at 2,500 meters.
I wonder how cold Paris will be tomorrow.
Oh, that's the life, isn't it? Off to Paris for the holiday.
Yeah, Scott's family. Scott is my boyfriend. Anyway, every year his family rents an entire floor of a hotel with a view of the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh la la.
I know, right? I think it's so his mother can persuade her kids to spend the holiday with her. It's like the Eiffel Tower trump card.
I'd spend it with anyone for that, bloody hell.
You know, I think people should be allowed to spend their holiday how they please. Why is there always so much pressure to spend Christmas with relatives?
Because it's an important tradition. When else are we going to set everything aside to see family?
Maybe when it feels right for us. Not just when the rest of the world says we have to. See, so much guilt, and the holidays are such a great time to travel. People are in a good mood, off work.
Great weather.
Hey, for a Finn, December anywhere else is great weather.
So I take it you're not headed to see family in Helsinki, Martin.
I'm meeting Claire in Paris. I haven't spent Christmas in Helsinki in years. Between semesters, I travel as much as I can, see as much as I can. If I went home, my parents would just use the time to pin me down and talk to me about all the things I should be doing with my life.
Such as?
Making better choices, picking a career, settling down. I don't know. They don't like my ruthless ways, I guess.
Mummy, there's a Christmas festival up ahead.
Oh, is there?
And they're selling apple candies. I think I should have one tonight.
Do you?
Come on, hurry! Look, here, around this corner.
Richard, it's icy. Pardon me while I round up my wild changeling. Richard, you have to stay with Mummy.
A festival, huh?
These little hill towns have a lot of spirit.
It sounds like you've been in the region before.
I've been all over Italy, but never like this in the snow.
You mean delayed on Christmas?
Traveling gives you all kinds of adventures, right?
Hurry! Around the street here, chaps!
Oh, wow! This is quite the scene!
Incredible. The whole town is here.
Okay, so the bus stop is supposed to be in the square?
Right. It must be in front of that church.
Oh my gosh, are those goats?
And sheep.
People brought their farm animals?
Those, my friend, are the stable animals for the nativity scene.
What?
Look, by the church. Many towns create their own live nativity scene every year.
Right. And I think the wise men are standing right in front of our bus stop.
Amy, where are you going? You can't just go up to the wise men. They're in character.
Hi. Excuse me, scusi. Do you speak English? Does the autobus come here, el autobus?
Che? Buona tarde.
Amy, they're supposed to be watching over the baby Jesus, not discussing the bus schedule.
They're standing right in front of the post. So we love your robes. Also, dove è l'autobus?
Ma, si ferma dietro l'angolo, ma non so mica se in programma.
What is he saying, Martin? He's pointing up the mountain.
He says we could check the other bus stop up the hill.
Sulla montagna, vicino alla chiesa.
The one on top of the hill by the next church. But he doesn't know of any buses in town tonight.
Sì, se anche ci sono qui, spaventerà gli animali.
Definitely not in town. It would spook the animals.
Okay. How far is this next bus stop? Can we walk?
20 minuti, but hard, you know it. It's a big hill. Big hill.
He says it's very steep.
I got that. Thank you, sirs. Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale, voilà.
Buon Natale, buon Natale.
So, what do you think? Walk up to the next stop?
We have maybe an hour of daylight.
Oh, man. I think I have to try. I'll be in big trouble if I can't get to Paris.
And then, Mom!
Oh, there you are. So, Richard has eaten far too many apple fritters.
Not.
So we are going to try to find a place to stay the night and wait out the stomachache. Isn't that right, Christina?
Sounds better than a cot in a train station.
I've asked around. There are plenty of pensiones. I just have to find one and get us tucked in.
I think I have to keep up the hunt for a bus. It's still early.
And I will try to help her.
Such a gentleman. If I don't see you then, Merry Christmas. I hope you get to Fair Paris, sweetheart.
Thank you. Good night. Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale. Good night, Richard.
Happy Christmas. Oh, I don't like apple fritters anymore, Mum.
Oh. We must be headed up to that little ridge up there.
Churches in Italy are always built on such high ridges.
Oh, yeah. We studied that in grad school. So, most cultures believe that divinity resides in the heavens, right? So, if you build your church on a hilltop, you're halfway to God.
A graduate school?
Yeah, architecture.
You're an architect?
Yep. Well, junior architect. I work under like 20 people in a huge firm in London. Started in Miami. I'm a cog in a machine, really. Which is why I took myself to Florence for Christmas to try and remember why I like design and architecture in the first place.
You forgot why you liked it?
Is that sad?
Well, did it work? Were you inspired?
I didn't want to leave. Look, another bus stop sign. The arrow's pointing up.
May not be the Eiffel Tower up there, but it will be a great view. Even if it does mean a 200-meter climb chasing a non-existent bus.
Hey, wait a minute. Listen. You hear that? I don't know about non-existent because that bus down there is coming our way. Oh, I might get to Paris after all. Martin, why are you... Don't stand in the road.
I'm going to flag him down. Ciao. Capo. Rallentare.
Martin, it's a blind curve.
Nito V.
Oh.
Okay, let's get to the top. Who knows how long he stops for. You need me to carry your pack?
No, I got it. Let's do this. Holy crap. Woo!
Come on, Amy. Come on, Amy. Imagine that view of the Eiffel Tower. Run for the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God. We made it. We made it.
Yes. Oh. We gonna be okay?
At least the bus is still here. Let's go talk to him.
Ciao, capo. Buonasera, signore. Quanto lontano il suo percorso ci porta intorno ai binari del treno?
What'd you ask him?
I asked him if his route goes to the next train station.
Is he laughing at you?
Yes, I think so.
Ma signore, è la vigilia di Natale. Stasera niente autobus fuori città.
He says it's Christmas Eve. There are no buses out of town tonight.
E neanche domani a Natale.
Or tomorrow.
Right. Great. Okay.
I'm sorry, Amy.
Ah, però dovreste andare al concerto.
He's pointing at the church.
I am just coming to pick up the people from the mass. Take them back down the mountain. Dovreste andare al concerto del coro, che è la parte migliore della messa.
He says we should go to the choir concert in the church, that it's the best part of the mass.
Sì, it's like a chorus of angels.
Hey, you know what I heard? I heard that churches built on hilltops are halfway to heaven.
Oh.
Briefly, my friend, an architect, told me that. She's really smart.
Is she? She can't seem to get herself to Paris.
Amy, I think we should go to this concert in the church. When else are we going to be on a mountaintop on Christmas Eve in Italy?
You want to just walk in?
Yeah.
Martin!
Shh. Ready? Oof, the door is heavy.
Well, it is classic 15th century bronze plate, so...
Look at you.
Oh, my gosh.
It is just like angels.
Oh, grazie.
A chorus of angels finishing their last song.
No, no, damn it.
Martin, it's okay.
What's your favorite Christmas tune?
Christmas tune?
You know, song, carol. Your favorite Christmas carol. Quickly.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I guess Silent Night.
Silent Night? Really?
Martin!
Signore, potete cantare Silent Night, the American classic.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
Per la mia amica americana. I want them to play it for you. It will make a special Christmas.
Silent night?
That's what the lady wants.
Okay. For the American, then. Merry Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. It really is like angels.
Singing for you.
Yeah. That concert was really beautiful. Thank you, Martijn.
I'm glad we went together.
Did you notice how the sound kind of whirlpooled in that ceiling?
What do you mean?
In the church ceiling. It was a barrel vault ceiling, common feature of the period. But the shape of it, it amplified their voices. I've just never heard architecture influence sound that way. What?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It's just... you are so happy. It's nice to see you like that.
Wow. The view up here, huh? It really is wintry. Look at the snow on that mountain.
Not quite the Eiffel Tower from a private hotel suite, but not bad.
Ha. Well, honestly, Scott's family are good people. Great people. But I feel a little guilty about going this year anyway.
What do you mean?
All the family time, all the presents...
You don't like presents?
No, I just don't like leading them on, you know? It might not pay off.
Pay off?
Like, they wanted Scott and I to get married yesterday. They think we're going to have a baby soon. It just seems like we're barely back together. We've been on and off for years now. Don't get me wrong, I hope it lasts this time.
And it will.
Yeah, Scott's really great. Choosing him, you know, everything would be, you know, locked in.
That sounds... sort of scary?
No, it's great. Really, he has this whole plan for our life. Both of us working out of the London branch, knows where our kids would go to school, knows how his parents fit into the picture, how my parents fit into the picture, when we'll move back to the States.
So you work at the firm you don't like. Why do you have to tie your career to his?
It's just easier, I guess. I mean, I want to see more places. I want to learn more.
You should.
But honestly, why? I mean, that's the thing. Why does it even matter that much what I choose?
What do you mean, Amy?
I mean, in our lives, whatever we choose to do or who we choose to be with, we're going to end up the same amount of happy. There's this thing called the happiness set point. Have you heard of that?
Maybe.
It's like everyone's born a certain amount of happy. And in your life, regardless of your circumstances, you basically end up being that same amount happy no matter what happens to you. No matter who you're with or what you do or if you win the freaking lottery, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be ultimately more or less happy.
So you think, why not just choose what's easiest?
Right. If I pick the life Scott has mapped out, I'm not losing anything. And I skip having to figure it out myself, you know? Having to run around for years rootless, aimless, wasting time... Sorry, I didn't mean your life isn't like that or anything.
No, you're right. I have not put down roots. My family is upset by it, and sometimes I do feel a little aimless. But, Amy, the thing is, I wouldn't change it for anything. Honestly, when I'm learning new things and meeting new people, sometimes I just don't think anyone understands how much beauty there is in this world.
You're lucky, Martijn.
Amy.
Oh, shoot. That must be Scott. I guess I get service here. We must almost be back in town.
It's my phone.
Oh.
I don't recognize the number. Hello? Oh, hello, Dolores. Oh, okay. Okay. Where? Write this down, Amy. Write this down. 489 Via del Sole, okay? Okay. Great. Grazie. Good night, Dolores, and good night to Richard.
What'd she say?
Dolores found a place to stay for the night, a pensione.
In town? Do they have more rooms?
She thinks they do.
Okay. Well, okay.
You okay?
Yeah. I guess I'll call Scott when we get off the bus.
Aim? Where are you? Did you get on the bus? I've been trying to call you.
I know. There was probably no service up there.
Where?
We found a bus, but it was just for a concert on a mountain.
Wait. You're still in that town?
I am. But you know, it's not all bad. The concert really was amazing. Scott, remember when we studied barrel vault ceilings?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to call you a car, so you'll get to the next train station before midnight.
A car? Now?
Yes, a car is going to come get you at that train station. Are you there now?
I was actually kind of looking for a place to stay the night.
What's the name of the town? I see Bobbio, Monte Penis.
Monte de Arco.
Monte de Arco. Oh, great. Yep, okay, I got it. I'm going to make this work, Amy. You'll see.
Right. I know you will.
Amy, you coming? I got directions to the pensione.
Yes, I'll be right there.
Who's that?
Actually, Scott, we found a pensione.
What's that?
A place to stay, like a bed and breakfast. And you know, I think I'm just gonna stay the night here, relax. Tomorrow, I promise, we'll get the first train out.
Who's we? Look, Amy, I'm glad you're making new friends and going to concerts. I just thought this Christmas was, you know, gonna be about us, like we talked about.
It is. Scott, this isn't my fault.
I know. I'm just... This whole thing is very stressful. My mother is asking about you. And
I know.
I mean, it's like, I'm not going to concerts with hip new traveler friends.
Look, I'm gonna get the train first thing tomorrow. I'll be there in time for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
I'll call you before I go to sleep, okay?
I love you, Anne.
Tell your mother I'm sorry. Again.
Is it up here? I think this one says Via del Sole.
I thought it was supposed to be right off the square.
No, it's this larger one with the candles in the windows. 104, right?
Wow. Is it a castle or a hostel?
It's Europe, so probably both. I think we're supposed to go in.
Are you sure?
It says entrare, enter.
It says to ring the bell. Am I going to wake people up?
They'll think it's the bells on Santa's sleigh. Ring it again.
Look at that courtyard. If nobody comes, how about we sneak out there and look around? It's the original stone facade, I think.
Or come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I definitely have to be in Paris. Or I'm in big trouble.
Salve. Hello. Hi, my name is Augusto Mancilli. I run the pensione. How can I help you?
Buonasera. My name is Martine. This is Amy. We were looking for a couple of rooms for the night. We are friends of Dolores.
Oh, yes. Con I bambini?
Yes, with the children.
Si. She said you would be coming. Let me see what I have. I didn't know you needed two rooms. I just have one. And it's a small room, single bed, usually for a child. Will that be okay?
Oh, I don't think...
It's okay. Yeah, that's fine, because I am going back to the train station to sleep, and Martine will take the room.
You won't be staying with us then, Signorina?
Of course she will be. Amy, I'll go back to the train station.
Martine, you found this place.
You're going to sleep in the train station?
Oh, it's a whole deal. Martine can explain. We were delayed.
Yes, I heard. This is such a shame, this storm on Christmas, keeping families apart.
Amy, you have a big trip tomorrow, so rest here. It's very normal for me to be sleeping on cots, hammocks. A train station floor is no trouble at all. Thank you, Augusto. I am not staying. She will take it.
No, I won't take it either.
So,
I guess we're both going back to the station then. I'm very sorry, sir. Have a good Christmas.
What? So you're mad at me now? Why?
Martine, I have to be at the station tomorrow early anyway.
Well, it's 10 minutes away, so if you're uncomfortable there, now you know the room is open.
Why didn't you just take it? You can. You're allowed.
I'm allowed? What do you mean? Amy, are you crying about the room?
No, not about the room.
Okay, I'm sorry about...
He sort of made me feel like, you know, like it was my fault.
Augusto? From the pensione?
No. Scott.
Oh, about the train delay? But it wasn't your fault.
I don't know if I want to go to Paris at all.
Amy, maybe you should make that decision in the morning. You might be a little tired now, and maybe a little hungry.
Yes, probably you're right. Oh, God, look at me.
What is the American term? Hangry? You know, hangry Amy, right?
Scusi. Scusi.
Is that the pensioni guy?
Hello. Buonasera. So, before you go back to the station, my wife and I were wondering, do you know the Feast of the Seven Fishes?
The what?
The Feast of the Seven Fishes, Christmas Eve dinner. In Italy, we go to Mass and then we cook. My wife just got back from Mass and we're wondering, would you like to join us for a meal? No problem. Our kids are traveling this holiday. We have plenty of room. Please, come have some food with us.
That sounds...
We'd love to. Wouldn't we, Amy?
Yes, I think we would. Thank you. It's Augusto, right?
Ecco, here we are. We call it the penthouse above the pensione.
Ah, it's gorgeous. I was just telling Martine, it looks like the original limestone facade.
Si, it is one of the oldest buildings in Monte d'Arco.
Hello! Buon Natale!
Amy and Martine, this is my wife Giulia.
Belli, benvenuti.
Giulia, so nice to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
Che piacere, piacere tutto nostro.
Oh, what a lovely home. You've preserved all the original features.
Oh, goodness, grazie, bella.
Amy is an architect.
Oh, what a catch then, Martine. Smart and beautiful.
Oh.
Per favore, come in. The food is almost ready. Feast of the Seven Fishes, I Sette Pesci. Do you know the tradition?
Amore, tesoro, e portaci un po' di grappa, no?
Si, of course.
Look at those candles in every window.
We were admiring them outside.
Candele, candles, are the handicraft of our town, sweetheart. The name of the region, you know? Zona Candelera.
That's right.
We make them from the beeswax from our hives on the mountain. It's covered in snow now, but in the spring, the mountain is covered in flowers.
But you will have to come back. But for now, let us eat, sì? È la vigilia di Natale. It is tradition to eat fish e pesce, because no meat before Christmas.
Sì, and if my wife is anything, she is tradizionale, traditional.
So even if we live on the mountain, we get il pesce sent in. Seven kinds. Seven for Italians is the lucky number.
And in the days before, we just make the pasta in the shape of fish.
We have lived here in Monte d'Arco nearly 40 years.
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
See, it is a good life. Now, before we eat, salute. Cheers to Christmas with new friends.
Yes, cheers.
Salute, cheers.
And next is the rock fish with the mountain herbs.
Oh, another platter?
It's almost like I am home in Finland. Cured fish, smoked fish, pickled fish, salted.
Ah, sei di Finlandia. You're Finnish then?
Yes.
And Amy, Americana, no?
My family's in Florida.
And your families miss you on this Natale, Christmas?
They'd be happy to know I was with you, actually.
My family has always wanted me to come home for Christmas, but I find it a little bit of a forced tradition. It is nice you understand your children. I wish my family understood how important travel is to me.
Oh, I do not know if I understand them. Sometimes we do not understand the ones we love, but that does not mean we love them any less. But yes, they are giovani, young. They have not, ma come si dice, how do you say, made roots yet. They want to see places.
But you and Augusto have been here for 40 years. You must have been young when you chose to stay.
So young. Yes. And we are glad we made this our home.
See? Exactly. This is what I was trying to explain to Martine. People are always looking for the next thing, the best thing. They seem like they're afraid of settling, when really, I think, if we just pick a path early on, then we have time to actually cultivate our lives, right?
Ah, sì, come si dice, amore? You mean mettere I radici, put down the strong roots.
That's right. Make friends, make candles from the beehives on our mountaintop. If everyone could just stop worrying so much about the decision and just pick a path for their lives already, then we could finally enjoy ourselves.
Sei molto saggia, cara. I think those are very interesting thoughts, Amy.
Thank you.
But also, I would never want my children to choose something if it did not feel right for them. Yes, Augusto and I chose to love each other very young, molto giovani. We chose to live here, but it also felt like the right thing. Capisci? You understand? Like nothing could have been more right.
That's lovely.
But you must know that feeling, Amy.
What do you mean?
I mean you chose Martin and seem very happy. What was it that drew you to him so quickly?
Oh, okay. So...
Actually, Amy and I are not, you know...
I think it was his sense of joy in the world. Martin makes friends easily. He sees the good in people. He wants to be helpful. I guess he sees the glass half full, and I needed a little of that.
Va bene. Well, here's to seeing the good in the world. A good man, Martin.
I'll drink to that.
A chin chin saluti.
And for me, it was Amy's spirit. Amy is determined, but self-aware. She's reflective, sincere. She has a spirit that makes you feel alive.
Beh, allora, may we all have a lively spirit like Amy's this Christmas.
Here, here.
Thank you, Martin.
He is a good one, cara. You were right to keep him. Now, dolcettini, desserts?
Non ti preoccupare. Don't even bother to answer. She's gonna bring it out to you whether you can fit it in your stomach or not.
I will be right back.
Amy.
Yes?
Do you really believe that? That what you choose for your life, it doesn't really matter?
I've been thinking about it, and yeah, it's making sense to me more and more.
Ah, ma perché non ti do uno scelto? What if I gave you a choice?
What do you mean?
Well, I told you, once you picked, you couldn't change. You would not feel nervous about choosing the wrong thing?
I guess it depends on what I was choosing between.
Va bene, okay. Let us say I was to draw you a map.
A map?
Sì, una mappa di Natale, a Christmas map. Martin, pass me the white napkins there in the cabinet drawer. Sì, and la penna. Give me the pen as well. Okay, let's say I draw two maps on these linens. One map directs you to la stazione di treno, the train station. Some place you could find in 3 seconds on your mobile. And then, on the other, I draw you a map to our favorite place in town. A beautiful, secret destination. And here I will draw an X on the destination. C'è un posto, a place that would be no better enjoyed than on a night like this. A moonlit Christmas Eve.
Augusto, come on, man. Give us the map with your favorite place. We would love to see it. We have nothing else to do.
Allora. And then, Amy, I put the maps face down, like this, on the table, so you didn't know which was which. And I have you pick one. The one you did not choose would be tossed in the wash and erased. You would never see it again.
So, if she chooses wrong, we could never see the secret place.
Sto chiedendo ad Amy. I'm asking Amy, you wouldn't want to think you were missing out if you picked the wrong map?
No. Whichever one I picked, ultimately, it wouldn't matter.
Boh, ecco. Then here they are. Both maps face down on the table.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Shh. I'm picking. Okay. This one.
Ah, eccola, and there's the X. Okay, you're on your way to the best spot in town.
That's it. High fives.
Leave your bags. You can pick them up before you leave for the train tomorrow. You won't need them.
Ok, here we are, il famoso panettone.
But it'll have to be wrapped for them to go because they picked la giusta mappa, amore. They picked the right map.
Ma farmi vedere quel... Oh, Augusto. Ma tesoro, you're sending them out there on a cold night like this.
Ma che, what better night, mio amore? Don't worry, it's barely a kilometer.
And how will they enter?
Amy, ecco, take these keys.
Okay.
You'll know what they are when the time comes. Anyway, what is Christmas morning without a few surprises?
Can you turn the map clockwise? So the pensione is behind us? Oof! It is colder out here now, isn't it?
You need my coat?
Actually...
Please, I insist, take it. Here. Okay, let's see. If we're standing so the pensione is behind us...
Okay.
It looks like we make the first right down the hill.
Wait a minute. See this triangle? That's the mountain.
You're right.
Here, let me shine my phone light.
Ooh, much better. So a left, then a right, and another right.
Oh, sorry, that's... I guess I just got service. Oh.
What?
It's an e-itinerary from Scott.
For tomorrow?
It looks like he booked me a flight out of Milan at 3.
Right. Okay?
Okay. So let's just go, okay?
Where are you?
Let's just turn right. Try that.
Because whatever direction you go, it doesn't matter, right, Amy?
Stop trying to make a point, Martine, and just come on.
But what if I am trying to make a point? What if I think you are really actually scared of choices?
Oh, I'm scared of making choices?
Yes. You pretend like choices don't matter, when really, you know they make all the difference.
Martine, I'm not the one floating around Europe avoiding real life.
Real life. Right. What does that even mean? Are you living a real life?
Yes, I'm trying to.
But I'm not, right? What is this then? What we're doing tonight? Is this not real?
No. No, it's not, actually. This wandering around in a random place, meeting random people, it's a tangent. A tangent to real life. Honestly, the reason why it's enjoyable at all is because tomorrow I know I will be back achieving real, concrete goals.
I see.
And if these kind of tangents were my whole life, I don't care how much beauty or magic or whatever I saw in the world, I would feel deeply lost and unsatisfied because I'd know I wasn't getting anything worthwhile done. Martine.
Maybe we should just go back.
Yeah, maybe. Are those geese?
Yeah, they're geese. They're Christmas geese, Sandy.
They're landing over there in the park.
You're going to go into the woods?
Isn't that where the trees were on the mat? Down the hill next to the park. I'm following the geese.
Amy.
It feels like the woods, but it's really just the town's park.
Amy, you have to catch a plane tomorrow.
Martine, look. A lake. Get the map. Let me see it. Yes. Exactly. See how he drew the X in the middle of a circle? That circle must be... a lake? How are we supposed to get to the middle of a lake?
Maybe. Wait. See how this stone skips across the surface ice? That lake is frozen.
You think it will hold us?
The geese are walking on it.
The geese have not eaten exclusively pasta for the last week and a half.
Look. See how the ice crumbles into chips? No shards, see? I promise, every kid in Finland, the first thing they learn is how to tell if a lake is cold enough to skate on. This lake has been frozen for over a week.
Oh my gosh, you're stepping on it?
Oh, I see. The geese are nesting on a little island. The map says the X is on an island, right?
Can you see what else is on the island from there?
It looks like an ice fishing shack. Amy, you're going to be back on track tomorrow. In real life, in the real world. For now, maybe. Just skate a little.
I guess he knew to send us out here tonight.
Because he knew we would walk on the lake.
Okay. Ah,
Ah!
Brava.
Okay.
Great.
Ah! Oh!
Shh! I got you. I got you.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't been on ice since I was a really little kid.
Okay. Bend your knees. Stay flexible. Let yourself slide. You're good. You're doing very good. If you fall, you fall. No big deal. You're wearing two coats, and I'm right here.
Okay. Here we go. How's this?
It's great. You're doing great.
Yeah.
But I bet you can't beat me to the island.
Hey. Oh, you can run. Not fair.
It definitely looks like an ice fishing shack.
He wants us to go fishing?
They do like fish.
You are bad.
Shall we go up the bank? Hey.
You have nothing on me on solid ground. Well, whatever it is, the structure is well built. Tongue and groove walls.
Oh my God, wait a minute. This isn't for ice fishing. This is a sauna.
A sauna?
Augusto knew I was from Finland. That's why he sent us here.
I'm sorry. What does you being from Finland have to do with this?
There are more saunas in Finland than cars, Amy. Taking a sauna is basically all Finns know how to do.
Taking a sauna?
It's not just a sauna. Look at this. It's a Jana Arta sauna.
Who?
Scandinavia is the architectural capital of the world. And you're telling me you don't know Jana Arte? One of our most famous architects.
No.
I think this is one of his original designs. Let's do it.
Do what? Take a sauna? Martijn, how are we even going to get in?
I believe you're wearing the answer around your neck.
Oh, the keys.
Let's just take a look.
You're like a little kid.
Can't you smell the birchwood planks?
Can't believe this. Martijn, what are you...
Look, cubbies to put clothes. And here, robes. I'll heat the rocks.
You know how to do that?
Amy, my first word was kiwa.
Your first word was two syllables?
It means sauna rock.
Right. More saunas than cars in Finland.
My father would always tell me, ladle the water slowly, but coax more loyally.
Loyally?
It means steam, water vapor.
Loyally. That's a pretty word. Christmassy, even.
We used to sauna on Christmas. All of us wrapped up in steam, laughing. My parents seemed so relaxed, like all their worries were away. It does remind me of home. The warmth of this.
It sounds like you were close with your family. It's strange that you don't miss them.
I do miss them. But they also can make me feel really guilty about the life I've chosen. Not all of them. My little sister, she understands me. She's the one waiting for me in Paris. Of course, now I'm disappointing her too, not showing up.
Wait, it's not a girlfriend waiting for you in Paris?
No, Claire is my kid sister. She and I are similar. She's at university now, adventurous, happy. Probably she'll grow up and the rest of my family will convince her, too, that life means choosing a career and settling down.
Like me.
Amy.
Martijn, did you really mean what you said about my spirit?
There is a word in Finnish called sisu. It goes back 500 years or more. It is hard to define. It is like determination or resilience. I've always thought of it as a serious man, you know, braving the winter. But when I see you, I see there is so much lightness in Sisu. Beauty. Effortless strength.
No. Are you kidding? Determination? You've been right the whole time, Martijn. I'm terrified about my choice. With Scott, with my career. I just keep thinking if I don't commit to the firm or to this relationship, somehow it'll set me back.
Set you back?
Like, let's say I turn my back on Scott, or my job. Then what? Then I'm further from a destination. I'm further from a real life.
But Amy, you're living a real life. Right now, you're one of the most alive people I've ever met.
What does that even mean, to be an alive person?
It means that you attract beauty. In the time I've spent with you, we've seen a chorus of angels on the top of a mountain. We had a traditional Italian meal with a sweet couple obsessed with fish. We've talked about how architecture influences sound. We've seen geese shimmer in moonlight.
Felt the heat of a birchwood sauna on a frozen lake on Christmas.
These things are life. Life is not where you're going. Destinations always change. It's the moments, day to day. Those are meaningful.
If you told your family all of this, they would understand you. They would love you. You know what I think? I think maybe they're just resentful. They're stuck in cold Helsinki with drunk in-laws while you're here taking a sauna in Italy with an uptight American.
More like with a truly incredible human who has so many beautiful adventures ahead of her. What is that?
Oh, it's my phone.
You brought your mobile in here?
Yes, for the flashlight. It's a follow-up from Scott. He says, you're flying out of Milan at 3. You'll be in Paris in time for the hotel's buffet.
That's very nice of him.
Oh, and this one says, trains are a...
waste of time!
Ah, sorry, I'm turning it off.
You know the best part about sauna? Standing outside afterwards, wasting time in the cool air. I'm going to do that now.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Join me when you're ready.
Martine, wait. Listen. It's Christmas morning, and you're the best gift.
Merry Christmas, Amy.
Merry Christmas, Martine. See? I knew it. I told you the other key was for the pensione room.
I'm so tired I could sleep anywhere. You take the bed.
We can rock, paper, scissors.
Hello? Hello? Who's there?
Oh, my God. Goodness, you scared me.
I'm so sorry, Dolores. We thought you were in...
In another room.
I am. We are. I thought this room was empty. Oh, I just came to wrap up some gifts for Richard before he woke up. It was open.
We truly didn't mean to interrupt.
What are you two doing anyway at 5 a.m.? Sneaking in like two teenagers. Wait, what time is it? That child gets up at 6 every morning like he's swallowed a clock. Oh, 5 minutes. Can you help me wrap the gifts?
Yes, of course. Sure.
I'd love to help wrap presents.
Cheers. Okay, the wrapping is just there. Ribbon's in the baby bag.
What presents?
Oh, Dumpling! You're up! Didn't think you'd be up quite yet, love.
But I'm on the jet lag.
Of course, the jet lag.
Richard, I am so glad we get to say good morning and Merry Christmas.
What do you say?
Merry Christmas. And what present?
Well, first of all, I have these candles for you and your mom. They're made from real beeswax. From the bees on the mountain outside the window.
I love bees. Can I eat them like sweeties?
No, you cannot. But you can eat this honey made from the same Monte de Arco bees.
How lovely.
I got them last night from the proprietor and his wife. They keep hives on the mountain in the summer.
Tough life, eh?
And this, my friend Richard, is a secret treasure map, written on a napkin, no less.
A treasure map?
Yes. It will direct you and your mom to a spot in town where there is a secret island and many Christmas snow geese. Then, throw it in the wash and no one else will be able to find it.
Wicked!
Oh, it's my mom and dad. Martine, I'm just going to take this. Then we'll go to the station?
Of course.
Excuse me. Mom? Hi! 1 second.
So, it seems like you two had a fun Christmas Eve, then.
It was magic, but I wish I had a gift for her.
There's a stack of books by the front desk. Take one, leave one. Maybe there's something she'd appreciate.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sweetie. Paul, get on the extension. Paul, she's on. Cookie, how's Paris?
Hey, how's Vive la France?
Well, actually, I'm not in Paris. I'm in this little hill town in Italy.
What? Really? It's not like Scott to be so spontaneous.
Well, look at Scott. Left his beloved mother to meet you in Italy, just like you wanted.
Actually, no. I missed my train. Well, I didn't miss it, but...
Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I actually had Christmas Eve dinner with a wonderful couple. There's this tradition in Italy, the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you're having fun, sweetie.
I am, actually. But Scott's kind of upset.
Oh, Scott can go climb a hill.
Paul, not now.
What? He's obsessed with his mother, for God's sake. Less concerned about Amy than his own mother.
We should all come back and visit this place. It's called Monte d'Arco. You would love it.
Oh, absolutely. If I can ever get your father on a plane.
Oh, why go to Italy? We have the Olive Garden one block away.
Oh, yum.
Mm. Oh, Scott's calling me.
Okay. Well, tell him Merry Christmas from us.
Yeah, tell him to say hello to his mom.
Goodbye, you guys. I'll talk to you tonight, okay? I have to go.
We love you. We love you, sweetie. Bye.
Bye, Mom. Bye. Hello, Scott?
Hey, did you get the updated itinerary?
I did. I got both of them, yes. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Joyeux Noël. So, I called your station.
What station? You mean in Monte d'Arco? Scott?
No, they said they cleared the tracks.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to see you at 3:04.
Scott?
When your plane gets in...
But, Scott?
Yeah?
I don't think I'm going to come to Paris.
Wait, what? What are you talking about? No, not this again. Aim.
Believe me, I really don't want to do this. I hate this. But...
But what?
But I know I'll see you in January at the firm, and we can talk more then.
Amy, you're tired.
That's true. But I'm also tired of not feeling free.
Tired of not what does that even mean?
Free to explore. Scott, you have so many incredible plans for a life. A full life. And you deserve someone who's excited to partner with you on all of it. I just... don't know. If the life you have planned is my life.
I can't believe. Are you really? Okay, so what do you want, Amy? Just tell me. You want me to come there? I mean, do you want me to come to Italy?
What? No. That's the thing. I'm not exactly sure what I want yet. And I think maybe that's okay. Because maybe life is not about the destination. Maybe it's about the magic we find along the way.
My mother is going to freak out.
I'll pay for the plane flight.
No, I don't care about the plane flight. I care about you.
I know.
Amy, So if you're not coming to Paris, where are you going?
That's the question, isn't it? Somewhere I can get inspired?
Buongiorno, signore, signorina. Passport, please.
Here's mine, Amy Montgomery. And Martijn, do you have your passport?
Yes, Martijn Janin. Here you go.
We need to rebook our tickets. We were both passengers on the express last night to Paris and...
Ah, buone notizie. You received a free business class upgrade.
Do we?
That's very nice.
Buon Natale. We apologize for the delay. Did you find a home in Monte d'Arco for the night?
We never did find a place to sleep, but Martijn and I, we felt at home, didn't we? We'll have to come back here.
Ah, but maybe in the summer next time. Summer is great here, yes?
Yes.
I bet it's better.
Okay, allora, two tickets, business class to Paris. Let me see. Our first train out is at 8:04 from track 6.
Actually.
Si, signore, yes.
I won't be going to Paris this morning.
What? Martijn?
I will be needing a ticket further north, Frankfurt or Munich, because I'm headed to Helsinki.
You're going to see your family.
Amy, you said yourself, right? Why wait? It is never a perfect time to choose to do something. Last night, taking sauna with you, being with you, I remembered how it felt, how much fun we would have as a family. I've been convinced that they will reject what I have to say, that they will not understand.
I think Christmas is a perfect time to try.
I called my sister, told her I'd buy her ticket back to Helsinki too. If it's what she wants, no pressure. Maybe we could all be together. Maybe we could even have a little fun.
Take a sauna, coax the loily.
But in seriousness, it is the right thing, you think? Yes?
I think you're giving them the very best present. To be with you.
Mr. Jarner, excuse me, I have a 912 to Frankfurt. Very empty train.
That's the one, then. Thank you.
And, Signorina, the 845 to Paris?
Actually, you know what? I won't be going to Paris this morning either.
But what about Scott?
I told Scott that I think I need to do some more exploring.
That's brave, Amy. Brava.
I think I'll go back to Florence.
So many barrel vault ceilings.
Exactly. Florence is south.
Helsinki is north. Amy.
More time. I don't want to lose this. You.
It's the last thing I want.
Can we make a pact?
A pact?
It's like a deal.
A deal, right. Okay.
No phone numbers. No emails. When we see each other again, let's start from this moment. Right here.
Next Christmas in Monte Bianco?
How about, like he said, how about this summer? How about 6 months? We can go hiking on the mountain. We can see wildflowers.
We can visit the bees.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. April, May, June then. June 25th. Right here on this platform.
On this platform. 6 a.m.
6 a.m. I can't wait to hear how it goes with your parents and your sisters.
Maybe someday you can meet them.
You're going to do great.
Excuse me, miss, I don't mean to interrupt, but we do have an 8:30 to Florence out of gate 2.
Okay, right.
That's in 2 minutes.
Right.
I'm on gate 10.
Okay, I'm on gate 2. Goodbye, Martine.
Goodbye, Amy. Have a good Christmas and a good 6 months.
Hello. Buongiorno. Is this the 8:30 to Florence?
Buongiorno, signorina. Sì. Your ticket?
Yep. In my backpack here. Here you go.
Thank you. Business class will be the first car at the top.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Signorina. Signorina. Mi scusi, signorina. Are you Amy Montgomery?
Excuse me? Yes.
I think you dropped this.
What? Oh, no, that's not my book.
Aspect. Sisu, The Finnish Art of Inner Strength.
Oh.
Maybe it dropped when you got out of your ticket, because it says on this page, for Amy Montgomery, the living, breathing definition of Sisu. The strong spirit inside you lights up the spirit in all of us. Is it you or not?
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
Ah, bene. Take it. And remember to zip up the compartment next time.
Okay. Excuse me. Scusi.
Signorina, you're going the wrong way. Where are you going? Aren't you boarding this train?
No, I'm not. Scusi. Scusi. Excuse me. Scusi.
Prego, signore. Right this way, sir.
Grazie. Thank you.
The quiet car, sir. Do you know which seat?
Yes. Let's see. It's 5E.
By the window there, sir. We depart immediately. Enjoy the trip.
Molto grazie. Thank you very much, signorina. Goodbye, Monte d'Arco.
Excuse me. Is 5F taken?
Amy?
It looks like you have a gorgeous view out your window. How about I sit in the window across from you and in an hour we trade vistas?
I can't believe you're here.
Or I can sit right here next to you and we can both look out at that mountain. Did you know I once saw a Christmas concert on top of that mountain?
That sounds amazing.
It was, but it was even more amazing because I was with the most incredible person. And you know, I just realized, I don't want to go another moment without him, because he makes me feel so alive.
what if he's going to Helsinki?
So? Someone told me that Scandinavia is the architectural capital of the world, and I happen to be an architect looking for a little inspiration.
Then I think you'll like it there.
Take my hand. I like it right here.
Amy, can I kiss you?
Yes, please. Wow, in the quiet car, no less.
You know, maybe we should put down the window shade.
Yes, I think it's time we get a little rest.
There will be plenty of mountains to see in Finland.
Let me know when we get there.
And what if there's more snow and we have to stop?
Then we'll have to do some more exploring.
I can't wait.
Merry Christmas morning, Martin Yarnin.
Buongiorno, Amy Montgomery. Merry Christmas.
This has been an Audible Original, produced by Audible Originals and Mar Vista Entertainment. Performed by Elizabeth Jasicki, Fred Berman, Angelo Di Loretto, Victor Bavine, Kevin Pariseau, Fulvio Della Volta, Amanda Ronconi, Eliza Foss, and Clara Francesca. Executive producers Maggie Murphy, David Brown Massey, and Kat Lambrix. Producers Kat Lambrix and Mike Charzik. Directed by Chelsea Pita. Assistant director Alex Lopez. Mixing, music supervision, and sound design by Ovigy. Acquisition and development Joanne Parrots. Executive producers for Mar Vista, David Brown Massey, Hannah Pillemer, and Fernando Chev. Vice President of Audible Studios, Mike Charzik. Editor-in-Chief, Audible Original Publishing, David Blum. Copyright 2020 by Audible Originals, LLC. Sound recording copyright 2020 by Audible Originals, LLC.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.